You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand is gradually working through the process of easing coronavirus restrictions. Last week was our first week in level 3, after being in lockdown for a month. And as the days go by and the number of cases drops, we're beginning to see more discussion about where to go from here. One question on the minds of many is that of our tourism industry, one of New Zealand's key moneymakers, and an industry that has felt the impacts of coronavirus more strongly than any other. With increased, albeit cautious, optimism, the government is now proposing a bit of a short-term solution in the form of a shared bubble between New Zealand and our dear neighbours in Australia. Yesterday evening, the government confirmed that they would be introducing a Trans-Tasman travel zone. They haven't specified a date as of yet, but considering the ever-changing situation both here and in Australia, a specific date would be quite a big ask. Prime Ministers Jacinda Ardern and Scott Morrison are committed to the idea, despite uncertainty as to when it may happen, citing the mutual benefits of the idea to tourism and trade in both countries. Earlier yesterday, before the decision was finalised, Jacinda stressed the importance of Australia to our tourism industry and vice versa, pointing out that Aussies are some of our most frequent tourists, second only to China. This travel zone is only a possibility in the case that both Australia and New Zealand can verify that the recent lack of new cases isn't a fluke. This week, we've had at least 2 days in a row of zero new cases, and in Australia, that number is stabilizing at only a few clusters of new cases. It's likely to not be a long time before both countries are at a demonstrably safe level of cases, and it makes sense to maintain the cautious approach for now before we get too excited. That buffer time also gives both governments the opportunity to develop proper transport protocols between NZ and Oz, especially as even domestic travel in both countries is yet to completely start up again. In the statement released by Ardern and Morrison, they mention further possibilities of opening the Trans-Tasman bubble to broader Pacific islands, many of which have implemented their own effective COVID responses. The two prime ministers did specify that the bubble would only expand once effective travel arrangements have been firmly established, so it's unlikely to happen immediately, but the prospect of a Trans-Tasman bubble expanding to encompass more of the oceanic region is quite interesting. These decisions will be managed by the newly formed Trans-Tasman Safe Border Group, which will encompass 20 experts across the public and private sectors, including the health sector, border control, and various airlines and airports. Included in this group is our very own Auckland Airport, whose CEO, Adrian Littlewood, has gone on record as saying that they hope to develop the system so it's ready to implement as soon as evidence shows it's safe. Private sectors, particularly those involved in tourism and travel, are likely to be very eager to implement this travel zone as soon as possible, so it's probably for the best that health experts will also be involved in the process to keep them in check. The most important aspect of a Trans-Tasman bubble would be the removal of the 2-week quarantine period after landing, which Jacinda Ardern has said would defeat the purpose of open travel between Australia and New Zealand. That 2-week period has been a source of controversy this week, after a High Court ruling that allowed a man to leave quarantine in order to visit his ill father. This followed the Ministry of Health refusing to allow it, a decision they seem to have regretted. During yesterday's conference, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield answered several questions relating to this case, which appears to have changed how such cases will be handled moving forward. Prime Minister Ardern also ordered a review of 24 similar cases of people in mandatory quarantine wishing to visit ill relatives. Moving back to the idea of a Trans-Tasman travel zone, the removal of mandatory quarantine also prompts further questions about our travel relationship with Australia. In particular, the prospect of travel across the Tasman being treated as domestic, which has been floated as an idea since at least the 2008 financial crisis. The idea is that domestic travel between Australia and New Zealand would incentivize greater levels of tourism between the two countries, since airfares would be significantly lower. Obviously, such an idea is far off, but the idea of a Trans-Tasman bubble, if just on a temporary level, isn't insignificant.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.